I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Any electrician can flip a switch. But only John Kinney of Woburn, Massachusetts can make a customer light up like this.
Please don't pinch me because I don't want to wake up. Yeah.
That's one fine electrician.
Oh, 1,000 times over.
Last month, 72-year-old Gloria Scott called John to fix a ceiling light. But he soon discovered that broken light was the least of her problems.
So we were talking about this story yesterday in something that we have on the show that started during the pandemic that we call the Good Vibe Tribe. Mm-hmm. And we highlight good stories that have happened during the pandemic because there's just been so much negative news.
We need it.
We needed it. We want to highlight some of the good stuff. And we heard this story. And then, you know, that's national news from Woburn.
Yeah, someone needs to talk to CBS News.
Right. And while we were talking about the story, we get a text message that says, oh my gosh, that's my cousin. And so we reached out to John. We asked him to come on the show this morning. John Kinney, an electrician from Woburn. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for coming on this morning. Why did you start this Facebook page, Nice Old Lady Needs Help?
Well, basically, I got called out to our house because the lights weren't working. I got the lights working. They were in real rough shape. But when the lights turned on, I seen that, you know, she had a lot of other repairs that had to be done. So I got a few volunteers together the first week. We went over there. We did some yard work. And then when we were there, we kind of seen that there was a lot of other stuff to do. So that's when I created the fundraiser.
How you say that you just reached out to other people, so other craftsmen, craftspeople mm-hmm. in your industry, and you just kind of said, hey, there's this nice old lady, and she needs plumbing. And they were like, I'll be there.
So it began with just a group of my friends. And then when I started the fundraiser and I took some pictures and some videos and told everybody what was going on, I reached out to other tradesmen and just the support started pouring in. Plumbers, roofers, landscapers, everybody just started coming forward asking what they could do to help.
And have you looked at your fundraising page recently? Do you know how much is on there?
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday. It was almost, it's incredible. It's almost at $100,000 right now.
Holy smokes.
Wow. John, $100,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. I remember when I first started it, like I was expecting to raise a few hundred dollars and maybe patch her kitchen ceiling. And now it's we're going to basically be able to give her a brand new house.
And John, what can you tell us about Gloria? It doesn't say too much in the story. She's 72 years old and the house had fallen in disrepair.
She's been living there since 1969. So that's a long time.
What have you learned about her and her life?
So I've been there every day for the last month and, you know, she's just a sweet lady. You know, she was a figure skater when she was younger. Oh. She grew up, she had a daughter. The daughter kind of went off. They're not talking anymore. She's been in the same house since the 60s. Her parents passed away. And for the last 10 years, she's just kind of been in there by herself, isolated from the world, you know?
Hmm. Wow. What has it been like for her to chat with you, you know, being so long on your own and then suddenly all of these people in the house? Have you been able to see a noticeable change in her demeanor?
Oh, it's a complete 180 from the woman I first met a month ago to how she is now. It's a complete 180. It's, you know, she's really gotten her life back. She's out there. She's got a ton of friends. She just really warmed up to everybody. She makes us lunch, and you know, she's out there watering her garden and stuff now. It's amazing to watch.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to John Kinney. He's an electrician. He works in Woburn. He got called out on a job for a woman named Gloria Scott. And while he was there, he realized the house was in disrepair. He decided he wanted to help out. He started a Facebook page called Nice Old Lady Needs Help.
Honest. No clickbait there.
I
just
love
realness.
It. Straight to the point.
Succinct.
And now people have donated over $100,000. So can people still do that? Can people still donate?
Yeah, so the fundraiser page is still up there. And like I said, you know, that this is like turned into a movement, and this is just the beginning. We want to keep going with this. Ever since it started, I'm getting calls every day now. There's people all over the world in similar situations to Gloria. And so half the calls I'm getting are for help, and the other half of calls for people looking to help me. So we want to see chapters of Gloria's Gladiators all over the United States.
Stop
Gloria's Gladiators.
What? Gloria's Gladiators? Oh, that's what it's called? You're kidding me.
Nope, we got a name to it. It's a movement now. There's a Facebook group page. We got over 5,000 members. And for anybody that's listening right now, I want to challenge you to go out and do a small act of kindness today. And, you know, if everybody starts doing this together, we can make some serious changes in the world.
John, you are unbelievable.
This is the news we need today.
You are what everyone should aspire to be.
John, what compelled you to go back to Gloria's house after the weekend? Because I feel like most people would have just fixed her light and gone on with their life.
I don't want to believe that. You know, like I told you, I seen her on a Saturday and the condition she was living in, and it just stuck with me the whole weekend. And it wasn't a question. I just knew I had to get back there. And I hope that, like, a lot of other people would have done the same thing, and I believe they would have.
I believe you, too. I believe they would have.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm sorry. I'm a mess.
I really am, too.
I got dusty in there real quick. Somebody
cut
onions.
Yeah, it's just the whole community. Everything's just been, it's a miracle every day I've been witnessing since it started. And the whole community coming together. There's restaurant owners. There's all types of tradespeople. The community, volunteers. It's a miracle every single day.
John, you're the best. You really are. You're awesome. Really? Great job.
You. And we're going to help you spread the word and get more people supporting Glorious Gladiators and see what we can do to help you in your mission.
Wow.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
John Kinney, he's an electrician in Woburn. He started a Facebook group called Nice Old Lady Needs Help for Gloria. And it's now over $100,000, and I guess they started a movement called Glorious Gladiators.
I'm on the Facebook group right now, and I'm just, like, there's someone out there who skated with her back in the day.
Right.
But is this that Gloria? Like,
I want to be a fraction of what that man is.
I have to do something good today.
Like, everybody.
I feel compelled. I need to now.
Absolutely.
I just need to go wipe the tears off my face.
Wow.
Carson and Kennedy. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 and 24/7 on Mix1041.com. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.